This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Indeed, we're looking at the truth of the Word of God. This is Paul Esposito, host of this program. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We are going to be in Revelation chapter 19. We're looking at the Lord's return, and we left off in verse 11. Real quick, prior to getting started, I want to invite you to go to our website. It's wgodradio.com. New website, actually same website, new domain name. It's easier to find that. Matches up with the title, wgodradio.com. Matter of fact, that's my email address, too, if you'd like to write to me. Paul@wgodradio.com. Again, we're in Revelation chapter 19. This Thursday night at Island Community Church, we just started the book of Acts a couple weeks ago. We haven't missed very much. We just got into the first couple of verses. You're invited to come out if you'd like Thursday night from 6 to 7. We'd love to see you. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Thursday nights, 6 to 7. We're in chapter 1. You've only missed one study so far, so we'd love to see you. We're looking at the return of the Lord. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Now, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. So the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the true rider on the white horse. Chapter 6, we see the false rider on the white horse. That is, for those who didn't wait. He says so many times in the Word of God, God says to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and you will renew your strength. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So many times you read that encouragement to wait. Now here, Revelation chapter 6 is going to be the false rider on the white horse. Here is the true rider. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on him is called Faithful. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful, isn't he? Hasn't he been faithful to you? Even if you are an unbeliever and you stumbled into this program, he is faithful. If you receive him as your Lord and Savior, as he proves through his word, Bible prophecy proves who he is. I have a program. I encourage you to go and hear it. It's on my website. If you go to any one of my domain names, wgodradio.com, and click on the podcast link, you'll hear a program or search for it. It's called The Stones Cry Out. And I promise you, if you are legitimately searching as to whether or not Jesus Christ is who he says he is, who your neighbor says he is, who these churches say that he is, listen to that program. It's half an hour long. Listen to that program, and when you're done, you won't be an agnostic anymore. You will either be a believer or an unbeliever, but there'll be no more questions when you see that. He's faithful. If you're an unbeliever, he is faithful to what he's going to do next. He is faithful to his Father. He's going to do what he's been commanded to do. We're going to see what that is here in a moment. But for you, for all of you believers, for everyone who has received him, he's faithful. He watches out over you. He is your intercessor. He intercedes for us. Well, let's turn there for a minute. That's Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Verse 25, this is out of my New American Standard I'm reading right now. It says, therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost, or he's able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. You see, he is at God's right hand, making and interceding for you, is the Son of God. And he's faithful. He's faithful to you. He said right before he left this world, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is faithful. I pray you've received him as your Lord and Savior. Now, again, verse 11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many diadems or crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That is the Logos. Ho Logos to Theou, the Word of God, Jesus Christ. Indeed, he is faithful. He is true. Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. Everything that Jesus said is true. My words are spirit and they are life, he says in John 6:63. Everything that he says is truth. Here, verse 12, it says his eyes were like a flame of fire. And this is what I mentioned yesterday. And that is when he comes back, he won't be spit on anymore. He won't be ridiculed anymore. He won't be killed again. I also made the comment yesterday of how he's going to come back. The scene when he comes back, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the earth will mourn. Better yet, the word there, kalpos, means everyone will wail. It means to beat one's breast in agony. And that is because when they see him coming, they're going to look up. Then they're going to look down and look on their right hand, and then they're going to wail, I've been deceived, same as Judas. Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, it says of Judas, it says, when he saw what had happened, he hurled the money in the temple and cried out and said, I've sinned. You see, I put it to you, Mr. Judas Iscariot was deceived. That's how it's going to be here, too. There's going to be tens and scores of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people just like Judas Iscariot who are going to look up and then look down and wail. Maybe your son's going to wail. Maybe your daughter. Maybe your mother. Maybe your best friend at work. Let's move on here today. I say that to you, not to condemn you. I say that to you to encourage you, friend. We're rapidly coming to the end of the age. I pray you'd be about the Lord's business here and your remaining days here on this earth. I pray you'd be about spiritual things and be about the Lord's business here today while it's called today. Yet once more I'll shake not only the heaven but the earth so that that which cannot be shaken may remain. That's a loose paraphrase, but the point's well taken. I pray you'd be about the Lord's business here. It's my prayer. Is that you would have as many people as possible not be those that look up and look down and wail, but those that look up and rejoice because the Son of God is coming back. I pray that that is a task you would take on for the remainder of your days. Have as many people as possible at this scene look up and rejoice, not look down and wail. Okay, let's move on here. Again, I says when he's coming back, he won't be mistreated like that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 says, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. He's writing to the believers there at the church that were being persecuted because they're Christians, same as everyone else out here in the world. Paul's advice to them is Paul's advice to you, although still waiting for his return. It is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that do not know God and on those that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, these will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. And that day, church, here in this text, has arrived. Verse 14, the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You see, that same mouth that said 2,000 years ago as he walked this earth, peace be still. The same mouth that said, little girl, I say to you, Talitha Kumi. The same mouth that said those things will say these two words when he comes back. And this is what the sword of his mouth is. And that is, these two words he's going to say when he comes back is drop dead. That's all he has to say. He's God. Is drop dead. He himself will tread the wine press. Revelation 14, 19. Again, it said, the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered a vine of the earth, threw it into the great wine press of the wrath of God. And the wine press was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the wine press up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. That's 4 feet high and 176 miles long. Now, Revelation 19, 17 will end there for today. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of that great day of God Almighty. Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. Okay, now we'll pick it up here in verse 19 in our next program. I want to look at the apprehension of the Antichrist. We're going to see his demise in tomorrow's program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.